Let's Go Otsko.
And I'm in quarantine.
At home.
Boy, oh boy, do we have something special for you today. We are taking a look back. We are reminiscing. Remember live shows? What? Is this a monologue just for me? Otsko, do you remember live shows? Otsko, do you remember when Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show, was a live show monthly? That's right. If you have just started tuning in during the quarantine, you're seeing that our show for the podcast has been very interview-oriented. But if you knew us before this, you would know that we were a very lively, monthly sold-out show full of competition, where we always had three funny guests go head-to-head against each other to see who is the most with it or whose mother raised them right. I figure since the Emmy nominations were just announced and Nicole Byer just made history by being the first ever black woman to be nominated for Outstanding Reality Host, I was like, why not dig up the episode where she was a guest on Let's Go Otsko, the live show. Now on a game show, you can't just have one contestant. You're like, who did she go against? Who else did you have on the show? Well, I'll freaking tell you right now. I will tell you, okay? Now, if you've been bopping around and paying attention on my socials, you would know, or you might know, that I was recently just a guest on the lovely Andy Richter's podcast called Three Questions with Andy Richter. Andy has a way of just getting it out of me. We kind of have that vice versa, I feel like. I truly love talking to Andy Richter. And as you may know, I've been talking about my mom's mental illness, her schizophrenia, a lot more recently because pandemic, you know, because of all of this time that I'm spending with myself and my feelings and my past trauma. And on his podcast, actually, I announced something that I never talked about, not even here, which you can go and listen to the episode to find out what I talked about, or I can just tell you now. So before the pandemic, Let's Go Otsko, my Japanese game show, my modern take on a Japanese game show, was bought by Quibi. We had a whole series order and we went into development. We even shot the pilot. We had a writer's room, we were writing the episodes, and then, lo and behold, we got canceled. That happened around last month, so I was very sad, I was down, because this game show is the closest thing I have to a baby, and I love it so much, and I love giving the entertainment to the people, and I love creating the games customized to my hilarious guests. Like Andy Richter, or Nicole Byer, or Sashir Zamata. There you go. Those are the three guests that are on this live show that I'm about to share with you. But I also wanted to be transparent and let you know that that happened because that's number one rule for me with my fans and the people who have supported me along the way. And we're going to find a new home for it, you know? Quibi was only gonna let us do a 6-minute version of the show, and the live show was always an hour and 15 minutes. So look, I think the show deserves a longer format anyway, and the pandemic has not been easy for a lot of newer platforms like Quibi. So look, here's to going onwards and upwards and moving forward by going backward and taking a look at an old episode. What? See what I did there? And as always, thank you for your continued support. If you want to continue supporting, you can just rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, say a nice comment. I read it. It makes me feel really good. Keeps me going, honestly. And you can always support us at patreon.com/letsgootsko and becoming a patron today as well. All right, without further ado, here's the really fun episode with Nicole Byer, Sashir Zamata, and Andy Richter from our August 2019 show. I don't know my friends anymore. You know, they're always like, let's go bungee jumping. Oh, why don't we take the shortcut? We never do that. The scenic route, you know? And look, they want to be adventurous. I understand and I respect that. Some people like to take the road less traveled, okay? But as an immigrant, I say, that sounds like a trap. As an immigrant, I like to take the road most commonly traveled. That way, I can plan ahead. You know what I mean? They're always like, oh, let's take the shortcut. It's a scenic route. Let's take the shortcut. Shortcuts are hypothetical. There, yeah. Shortcut, only if you make it is it a shortcut. That's why it's not on the, it's not the suggested route. That's why it's not the main route. Siri doesn't go, take the shortcut. There's more cliffs along the way, more slight left turns. Those are tricky, you know? What's my ETA? Do I need to bring a snack? I need to plan ahead. I need to know these things, you know? And people are always like, Atsuko, come on, live a little. Live a little, Atsuko, you're so square, live a little. Here's the thing, okay? I'm not just some troll that has been living under a rock. This is not why I'm grumpy about the luxurious living lifestyles, okay? It's because I'll get real here. I was undocumented and lived in a garage in hiding for 7 years. Yeah, I did live. Very little. Okay, thrills found me. I don't need to go seeking for them. You know what I mean? See if I live today, you know? No, not for me, you know? I just want to die at a Sephora. Does that make sense? Is that so much to ask for? I've done so much in my life. I've lived 30 years, okay, on this earth. Okay, I've immigrated, learned the language. I've even set foot on a yacht once, only to realize I just want to go to the mall, okay? Is that so much to ask for? I love the mall, you know? I love the mall. You know why? Because when you're at the mall, no one's better than everyone. We're all equals. We're all equals, okay? We're all just basic bitches, just like walking around like zombies. Yes, I'll take a free sample, Auntie Anne's. Thank you very much. We've all walked around past Ann Taylor twice, you know? We've all wondered who that store is for, you know? I love the mall. No one can be better than anyone at the mall. Even if you think you're better than someone else, you can't be at the food court and be like, what did you get, Panda Express? Well, I got Sbarro, you know? No, we all wanted to spend $10 maximum at the food court. That's why we're here. Even if you have enough money to shop at Barney's, a more expensive store, when you're done shopping, you come out, you're still forced to mingle with Forever 21 folk right next to you. You know what I mean? They're right next to you. You can't be better than anyone. That's why I love the mall. I'll proclaim it here, okay? When I'm ready to go, I'm just gonna walk into a Sephora, put on the most expensive products they have, the samples, and then just die. You know? Inconvenience, you know? I'll proclaim, look out for it. Watch it in the headlines, okay? Basic bitch dies at Sephora, you know? Just, and you know, witnesses will be like, yeah, we saw her just ride the trolley at the Americana back and forth like 40 times. We saw her do that, and then she finally got off at Sephora, and then she walked in and it was over, you know? And they'll be like, well, was she happy? You know, was she happy? Fuck yeah. She was beautiful. That's how I want to go. What I'm saying is I might use wrong English sometimes tonight, but don't trip, you know, it's fine. I'm still learning the language. Oh my gosh, how are y'all feeling? How are y'all feeling? Alright, it's time for the game show portion. Alright, I wish there was a better transition from here to here. Oh my gosh, and we start the game show. Are you ready to meet your contestants, your hilarious contestants for the evening? Alright. Alright, let's give it up for them. Alright, this first person coming up, you can listen to him on the podcast, The Three Questions on Earwolf, or might have seen him on Conan. Put your hands together for Andy Richter! Come on out, Andy! Yes, Andy! Hi, Andy. Yes, please sit here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Hi,
much.
Come on down. Hi. Hi, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Are you ready to have someone sit next to you?
Yeah. I was kind of hoping I would have the whole stage to myself, but you know.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
No.
You might have seen her on the host of Nailed It on Netflix, or have heard her on her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Put your hands together for Nicole Byer. Wow, a standing ovation from Andy. Hey, wow. Keep it going for Nicole. Wow.
Nicole, you got a standing ovation from Andy.
I know, yes. It was so sweet and kind.
Well, no, I'm not going to sit here while she walks out like some kind of clod.
By the way, right. Oscar,
can I ask, why did you use Hannah Gadsby for me?
It's like the baby version of you.
Oh, okay.
The baby pink version of you.
I've been curious all week.
Hannah. You look gorge. You look gorge. Let's put someone next to you, Nicole.
Yay!
You might have seen her on SNL or have heard her on her podcast with Nicole Byer. Best friends, put your hands together for Sashir Zamata. Oh, wow. A standing O again. Sashir.
Hello.
Hi. This is a weird placing, huh? Should I be here?
You can be wherever you want.
Because
this is your show.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in this show.
Now you're very far away.
The placement.
I don't want you to see the scars behind my ears, so it's better if you stay over there.
Oh my gosh, but from here, it's just like this distance reminds me too much of my childhood. I want to be near. It's truly...
We're back.
Sorry. Yeah. So, hi. How are y'all doing?
Good.
How are y'all
doing? Good. Glad to be here.
Wait, Andy, was that a joke about scars behind your ear, or do you have a scar behind your ear?
No, it was a plastic surgery joke.
Oh. I thought maybe it was a Men in Black joke, you know?
Oh, no.
Is that where...
They open the ears, and there's a little dude dying inside?
No. It's just something from years of sitting on a talk show. Like, turn the other way, like you're... Like that, I've looked at this for years and years.
Years and years, and that's.
And I have seen so many scars.
So horny, that really.
That's a sensitive part of the ear, Andy. Very sensitive.
Well, it's all part of my plan to win.
That's right. It's all just wow. You just.
I'm coming for you next this year.
Be careful.
No, I'm doing your toes.
Oh, shit.
He knows.
First time ever. Threats just within seconds of the game show.
Threats of foreplay.
Yeah, it all started with, we were ready to get vulnerable with you. Like, oh, no, what kind of surgery did you get, Andy?
No. It was a plastic surgery joke.
Yeah, and then it became a tactic to scare your opponent.
That's true, yeah. I happened, the best one ever was that I had heard that Kenny Rogers had to shave behind his ears.
Oh,
he has razor stubble behind his ears.
Got it. So that's actual... Oh, my gosh.
They take the ears off, they pull it all up, and then they stitch it all back on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and you can't stop this from growing whiskers.
Right.
Not when you're Kenny Rogers, apparently.
Oh, wow. All for... The things will do for beauty.
Tell me about it.
They pull the ear off? Are we all just Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah. The whole fucking thing comes off, and then they do their magic.
Isn't there a hole that it needs to match up with?
Yeah, they don't do...
They can, like... I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've seen.
You started telling us in great
Somebody
detail.
Somebody here has to have had a facial surgery. Come on up.
Tell us.
It's L.A.
Sounds like a facial surgery from, like, the 40s or something.
It was Kenny Rogers.
That's true. The reference matches. Wow. I mean, are there, like... So how are y'all doing in these times? Are there, like, self-care things? Are there beauty things? Do we do facelifts? Do we... I mean, these are very personal questions.
Tons of facelifts.
Yeah. Tons of facelifts. I don't know. Is that still in? I know, Nicole, you like... I've been watching your pole dancing.
Yeah!
Truly. Enjoying you having the best time of your life.
I love it. It's hard.
Yeah. Do you like?
We went this morning.
We did, and our whole bodies hurt.
Yeah.
She doesn't post the videos of herself, even though she's really good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm gonna crush you once this starts.
Oh shit. Yeah. Wow. It has.
Can't believe I allowed you to get in like that.
You might have to rename the podcast.
As the true bottom. You know, it's truly... I mean, I've only had bottoms on this show. I don't know if this trio has changed anything. I'm just gonna...
Nicole's definitely a top.
No, I'm a power bottom.
Yes, power. Right. Power to you, for sure.
I'm first.
That's what I like here. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, let's get to know you all a little better, okay? Before the show, we asked these three facts about them. Something they love, something they fear, and something they desire. And these three facts will be used against you throughout the show. So let's just remind each other what they were, yeah?
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Nicole Byer loves bacon. Fears being in a relationship, desires being in a relationship. Wow, yes. Truth, all too true.
Yeah.
Nicole, this really rang true for me. I cried when you sent this to me. Because sometimes it is the things we desire that we fear the most.
Yeah, I'm scared.
You're scared.
Like having someone in my house who doesn't go home. You know? Like, get out of here. And they're like, I live here. It's scary.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. It's very scary. I don't have, like, closet space for a person, you know?
Right.
I mean, I have space in my heart, I think. But, like, my house, oh.
I wonder, how about a long distance relationship?
But then how am I get the dick?
Yeah.
So it truly is like a, I don't know. Yeah, I want it, but I fear it. What are you? You look quizzical.
She's, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
What about an RV in the driveway?
Oh, yeah. See?
Not even a separate house, just an RV.
A separate house. Yeah. That's very, yeah.
He could just be next door.
He could be next door.
Yeah.
Or an RV, because there are people who live on the street in my neighborhood.
Sure.
Uh-huh. There used to be an older gentleman, but he got sick. And then...
I love that zinger.
And now there's a new person. He lives in a Mustang, which I was like, that's nice. And then there's another man who lives in a Mazda, and I'm like, well, that property value is not great, you know?
Yeah, so when you get a boyfriend, you just say, hey, get a RV. There's gonna be like next door posts, like, who's that new man? Oh, it's just Nicole's new boyfriend.
Honestly, I don't think my neighbors would be worried. I'm always screaming. They'll be like, she's doing something else weird.
Gorgeous. Thank you for being vulnerable with us. Let's see the next person's three. Sashir Zamata. Loves chips, fears spiders, desires quality time with those she loves.
Oh, yeah.
Truly.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, truly nice. For real.
These get nicer and nicer.
For real?
Jesus, can we not fight right now? Yes.
Wait, is it because you're one of the people she loves and you're wondering if
well,
there
right
hasn't
now
been quality?
I don't know.
You know? Yeah, quantity is different. You might see each other a lot. I mean, is
we spent the whole day together.
We did take a break from, I think, 1:30 to 4.
Yeah, it's like a sushi restaurant. You take off in between so that you can keep it
hose
fresh.
Hose everything down.
Keep the fish fresh.
We gotta get ready for dinner.
Get ready for dinner. Yeah, no, this is gorgeous. I mean, this isn't a situation where you love spiders so much that you do fear them. Or you desire spiders. I don't know.
Well, I do not like spiders, but I am really good at spotting them. Like,
okay.
I feel like I have a spidey sense.
Wow, if you will.
Some people loved it, some people hated it.
That could be confusing. My spidey sense is tingling. Oh, something bad. No, I just see a spider.
Yeah. But I really, like, I could be, like, talking to you and be like, I could, like, just sense something moving and be like, there's something right there. And I don't know. I'm really good at finding spiders. I can also catch flies in my hand.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm very
fast. You might be part frog.
Maybe I'm part frog.
Or
I don't know.
You're spider woman.
Maybe I'm spider woman. I'm just good at killing insects.
Yeah, no. That's very zen of you, too. There's got to be another energy about you to be able to be like, ha! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you catch it. Every
I'm
time,
really good.
Your body's protecting yourself.
What do you do with him after you catch him?
You
eat
him.
What? You smush him, or do you let him go?
Sometimes I let him go, but I mostly smush them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured. Now, I endorse it, but I just, you know, I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Whether it was an act of humanity
or... around people who are like, but don't you want to, like, take care of it? Or, like, don't you want them to be alive? I'm like, I never want them to be alive, but... I guess for you, I'll put it outside, so.
Yeah, Andy, was that a read? Are you trying to say, like, you usually do let them free? Because
No, it depends on whether or not I want to wash my hands.
Sure.
But I don't think there's any great moral crime in killing a fly.
Yeah, I would say. I'm sorry, fly lovers. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. Let's
sorry,
see what Andy's
lovers.
Three facts were.
Oh, yes,
were.
Let's.
Andy Richter, I love that this photo of you exists online.
I always insist there be two images of me, so I can see, I can have four chins.
Now, Andy, you really got real with your answers.
Yes.
You love fishing.
I do.
You fear getting a mental illness, which is a very true, you know, legitimate fear.
Yes.
That many people have. Desire a house on the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually considered doing fishing, a house on the beach, and then fear of, because I'm terrified of swimming in the ocean. Like not like jumping off a boat into the ocean, not like walking out to neck high kind
right.
of thing.
Right.
But jumping into the ocean, it puts me into like a sense of panic.
Right.
So they're all sort of sea related. I you know, I don't know if I have like, you know, somewhere in a past life I was a drowned sailor or something.
Right, but it's always like off a boat.
Yeah. But I do love being by the ocean, and I do
walk into
like
it up
catching
to your
protein
neck.
Out of it. Yeah.
Catching protein.
What about
yeah.
lakes?
Yeah.
Do you like lakes? Or ponds?
Sure. No, yeah, I do. I mean, a lake house would be nice too. I'm not, you know, a beach could be any body
but,
of
like,
water.
What happens when you're on the yacht and everyone's jumping in the water?
I do it, but I have a moment.
So you've been on a yacht. Okay.
I wouldn't call it a yacht. No, actually, this summer, last summer, we went on vacation.
You're friends with money.
No. This was like, we went to Italy and we had a day trip on
Italy.
A boat and people.
Come on!
Andy! No, a part of me
Jesus
was like,
Christ, you've never traveled?
Oh, shoot, a yacht.
Yes, Italy. I travel!
Okay, Richie over here.
I am sorry.
I mean, Andy, a part of us is like, why don't you just buy a house on the beach, you know? I just thought you were able to do that kind of stuff. I thought you could already, right? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. This is maybe too personal.
No. I mean, I could, like a very tiny house on a very shitty beach.
Oh, but you won't.
Yes.
You want it to be made in Italy.
You know where the beach house is in my children's minds because of fucking private school.
Oh, well.
I don't resent it. I'm glad they got a good education.
They got a good education.
But it doesn't get me a tan.
We're working out a lot of things on this show right now.
Sure are.
Bringing out deep, deep things. Okay, well, now that we've gotten to know you three and you've fought a little bit already, let's start with the game show. Okay, a little about the show, okay? There are three rounds. A trivia challenge, a physical challenge, quote, unquote, not really physical, and a performance challenge, okay? But after the first two challenges, one of you will be eliminated. I know, but don't feel bad about it. Past losers have gone on to do great things. They really have. They really have. Dwayne Perkins writes on Brooklyn Nine-Nine now,
wow.
You know? Robbie Hoffman had a sold-out show at, JFL, you know?
And it was because of the show?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, obviously.
So don't worry if you lose is what I'm trying to say. And so just a reminder, only two of you will move on to the last round, but there are three rounds, okay? And whoever wins the last round gets to donate the proceeds of the show to a charity of your choosing. Got it?
That's nice.
Wow. So kind-hearted. Okay, these cue cards. Oh, my gosh. All right, so time for our first challenge, okay?
Okay.
This is the trivia challenge. Trivia round. It's very simple. We have two sets of questions for you. And multiple choice style answers. There can only be one answer, and hopefully you get the right one. That is how trivia works. Okay, we talked about traveling. I know all of you travel. I know you all got money and stuff. And I was curious because I started thinking about my own vacation, you know, plans for the rest of the year. And I came upon this article on TripAdvisor. It's for tourists coming into America. So it's facts about America from the eyes of tourists. All right?
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So let's see. These are not as easy as you might think, okay?
How do we answer? Do we
how does it work?
So just shout it
one
out?
One at a time. We'll do Andy, Nicole, Sashir. That'll Great. Be the... Let's do that. All right, Andy?
Ladies first.
This is yours. Here we go. What is the one type of pizza that Americans eat with a knife and fork in the eyes of a tourist?
Do you want to read them like they do on game shows?
Yes.
There we go.
A, Hawaiian. B, Chicago deep dish. C, a stromboli. D, a grandma slice.
It would be B, Chicago deep dish.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. I mean, well, why would I have a
and
second box?
And you are
box?
Correct. You are correct. Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Starting
Thank
off easy.
You.
Chicago. That's
that
right.
Nice.
A stromboli is not a pizza. Yes, it is
it
a
is
turnover.
Not.
It is a
ah,
turnover.
Ah, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. But
they, it's like a pizza burrito.
It's like
it's
a pizza burrito.
Pizza.
But it doesn't always come with marinara sauce, you know? It, yeah. Okay. We all learned something new on this show. It's hitting Nicole hard.
Yeah, that's a trick answer.
it was a twist.
It's not pizza. Okay. What's my question?
All right, Nicole, what is a chest bump? This is something tourists witnessed happen in America. A, something you should get checked out by a doctor. B, a padded bra. C, when two people jump in the air and bump chests, usually to prove something. Or D, very similar, when two people jump in the air and bump chests out of sadness. Which one did the tourists witness?
I want to say D, but I think it's C.
Is that your final answer?
Can I phone a friend? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. C's my final answer.
All right, let's see the correct answer. And it is C. Yes.
Yay.
When two people jump in the air and bump chests, usually to prove something. At a sports game is where they saw this. All right. All right. Sashir, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. What are bowls of water on the sidewalk for? A, for leaks. B, for the homeless. C, for dogs. D, an offering to the Christian God. Think wisely. Think wisely. You may not like the answer, but it is the truth. Sashir, truth. It's like your Instagram handle.
Yeah. Well, what would a tourist say?
Well, you know, they have eyes and they saw what they saw. So.
Well, but
so,
this
no,
is
I didn't mean
this
that mean.
Correct
I mean,
answer.
Yeah, so yeah, what yeah. I'm saying, that was trying to help you. Like, it wasn't crazy what they saw.
Okay, so then C, dogs.
Is that your final answer?
That, oh.
Yeah, dang.
I always ask you, is that your final answer, by the way? That's not too.
I mean, because I've also passed buckets of water that were catching, like, water from air conditioning units.
This is a bowl.
This is a bowl, okay.
For sure a bowl. For sure a bowl with some water in it.
Okay, C for dogs.
All right, let's see if it's the correct answer. And it is C for dogs.
Wow. Because I was like, it could be for the homeless.
That got close. What did you say?
I see homeless people drink dog water.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's sad.
No,
we have a real
sad.
Problem here in L.A.
It is a problem. It is a problem. But the people who put it out were definitely not thinking of that person. Mm. I would say they were thinking about
the dog.
A Pomeranian, you know, or a nice pit bull. I'm going to cry. This is the truth. This is the truth. All right, everyone's tied for the first round. Second round, give it up for them. That's right.
Yeah.
Y'all feel good? All right, second round is a lot trickier. These are tricky social situations. Forget TripAdvisor. This is just tricky social situations. We put it in italicized. We italicized it because it is a little tricky. These are pretty hard. So we want you to use your common sense, everything you've learned in your life for these questions, okay? Andy,
Who's the authority on what's correct in a tricky social situation?
My ass.
All right.
Well, and, you know. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and
I'm ready.
And common sense.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Andy, when is it okay to be late? A, if the party starts at 6 p.m. B, if you're the guest of honor. C, if you're wearing the most expensive piece of the night. Or D, it's never okay to be late. Think hard. You can talk amongst your peers. You can talk amongst your contestants.
Now, are we saying that it's a party for sure? Like,
ooh, that's a great question.
You know?
Yeah.
Because what does late mean when you say the party's from 6 to midnight?
Yeah, you can be late to a party.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Small gathering.
But I have to think using your brain.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, you can look.
All right, I have to think.
Look.
What would you say? I think you would say.
Look, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I do have a bigger head than most. So I don't know if that means anything.
Size doesn't mean everything.
It's the quality.
I mean, it certainly helps.
I would say A to C.
I mean, y'all can talk it out if you want help from
sure.
your friends here.
I don't. Well, I mean, but they're my competitors too. How do I know that they'll give me like an honest, goodwill answer?
That's for up to you to decide.
Hey, you can trust me.
Yes, trust us. Trust us.
Okay. Well, gosh. I would say for me.
For you, Andy.
It would be, and if it's late, like an appointment or you're meeting someone, it would be D. I do not like to be late. But if the party starts at 6, fuck you, nerd.
is that your final answer?
I think, I'm going to say if the party starts at 6.
All right, let's see if it's the correct answer. And it is.
With fuck you, nerd.
What were you thinking? It's too early. You know,
it's nuts.
Let people take their time. It's nap time. All right, okay. Nicole, you just witnessed a win. Let's see how you do on your question here. When is it okay to call your partner by your ex's name? A, if you miss your ex. B, if your partner has the same name as your ex. C, if you are on acid and hallucinating. D, if your partner did something that reminded you of your ex. When is it okay?
I mean, obviously it's B. If your partner has the same name as your ex, because then you're always calling them your ex's name.
I would actually say all of the above.
That is not an option, Andy, unfortunately.
Because if you miss your ex, that's bad. If you're on acid and hallucinating, let's not make excuses. If your partner did something that reminded you of your ex, well, you're going to break up. I say, I'm going to stick with B. That's my final answer.
B is your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, all right, let's see. It's actually... If you keep dating people with the same name, you got to broaden your horizons. Girl, you got to, Dan after Dan after Dan?
That is tricky. That's very tricky.
Dan after Dan.
I was hoodwinked. Under false pretenses. I was playing for the homeless so Andy could get a house on the beach. Now he won't.
Nicole, do not worry. Do not worry.
No, I'm
There's
worried.
Another round. There's
Plenty
another
of
round.
Game left.
These are tricky. These are tricky. I know. Yes.
Said tricky in italics.
Sashir, you just saw what happened. Mm-hmm. You're gonna use a different part of your brain. It's a strange part. I don't know where it is. All right.
Oh, boy.
Next.
Questions, but
Andy got an easier one.
It's so easy!
When is it okay to chew with your mouth wide open? This one's tricky. A, if the food tastes good. B, if you're a mouth breather. C, if you're trying to get that jaw workout. D, if you want your friends to know what you are eating.
So Andy has the easiest question.
Yeah.
Because this could go... Well,
yeah,
it
does seem a little unfair, but as the beneficiary of the unfairness, I'm not going to complain.
I truly thought these were challenging, even the stromboli. I thought you would
Andy's
fall for the stromboli.
Right.
One more time?
I wouldn't have gotten Andy's question right.
So it was tricky.
C felt right to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be
tricky.
Late whenever you want.
Right. Because I could have gone, there was another one, although I don't remember it now. But
it's like
there
the guest of honor.
Yeah, the guest of honor. Yeah, I thought that honor. Might, because that does seem like, make them wait. What the fuck? Yeah.
See, everyone's so kind to each other on this panel. And that's why I chose you.
Well, when you're a loser,
I would have said the same thing as Nicole did.
I also would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's my best friend except for you.
I am the enemy. I am the gamekeeper. I made these up at 2 a.m. by myself. while eating a whole pizza. So don't worry. Sashir, when is it okay to chew with your mouth wide open? You're in public. Think hard.
If you're a mouth breather, you can't help it. So
hopefully
people will be nice to you about it.
Yeah, that is true.
You're trying to get that jaw.
You do need to breathe. You can talk it out with your best friend good friend.
Because D is something I would definitely do to you.
Yeah.
And you would be upset with me.
Do all your friends want to see what you're eating?
I think within the context of the space we're in, D would be perhaps so wrong it's right.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
But then, C is body shaming, and then...
Wait, C is body shaming?
Yeah.
Someone's just trying to work out their jaw.
Because I got a fat jaw.
That's what you...
So don't worry about that.
Not necessarily.
Why else would you work out your jaw?
People work out.
Yeah, people...
Your jaw?
I love the only way you can cure yourself of a fat jaw is to eat.
Well, it does work it out, though.
I mean, that's my logic.
You are moving it. What do you think, Sashir?
I'm going to say D.
D? If you want your...
Oh, wait. What do you think?
We can get help.
What do you think?
We can get help.
You think B?
B.
I think
B. Oh, now they're all different.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
The audience
they're
loves,
shouting two answers at you,
bee.
And they both rhyme. Which one is it?
Yeah, I'm gonna trust that woman there, or
do you trust?
I don't know. She felt really strongly.
She really did.
Okay, when is it okay to chew with your mouth wide open when you're in public?
You want me to act them out for you?
Yeah.
Okay. This tastes good.
Okay,
that's A.
It tastes good.
I am a deviated septum.
That's her mouth breathing. Okay.
And then C is, I'll be thinner in the jaw by Monday.
That's a skinnier jaw,
and
girl.
And then D is what I would do. I would go, yeah, look at it.
That's if she's showing her food to her friends. Yeah. Now, granted.
Was that helpful?
Very, yeah.
Sashir.
I think, I'm going to say B, because that's the only one that I was willing to accept.
B, if you're a mouth breather.
Any of the other ones.
Let's see if that's the correct answer. And it is B, if you're a mouth breather. It is. Sashir, you were going for that answer first.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a mouth breather, if you can't breathe out, we don't want you to die.
Yeah.
You cannot die for a stupid lunch. You need to breathe. People should understand that.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, so, sorry, I just got so passionate. I am a mouth breather. All right. Okay, third round. That got intense. There's still a chance for everyone to win here. Andy.
Wait, I'm still
hi.
Next question.
All right.
Okay, when is it okay to not introduce someone at a party? A, if it's Kid Rock. B, if it's Oprah. C, if they're the host of the party. D, if it's a dog.
Oh.
Tricky social situations.
Wow. See, and for different reasons, I feel like Kid Rock and Oprah don't need any introduction. Because you'd just be like, oh shit, it's Kid Rock, or holy shit, it's Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different level.
Reasons.
Yeah, yeah, precisely. Like
for
the Kid Rock
reasons.
One, it'd be like, I think we should go.
Yeah? Yeah.
So they're on the wrong
Oprah,
party.
Yeah. As Oprah, I would actually be intimidated and probably hide for the rest of the party.
Oh, in this situation, you are talking to these people.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh.
And then someone comes up to you and they're like, Andy,
not okay
what's
to
going
enter-
on?
You know what? I'm going to say Kid Rock. I think you should just let Kid Rock fend for himself.
Is that the final answer?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and let's see if that's the correct answer. It is. It's Kid Rock. If it's Kid Rock, yes.
And also, too, he does that whole, my name is Kid, so he's already going to do it for you.
That
seems like you're a Kid Rock fan.
Oh, my God.
It seems you know his
YouTube. Just because I've been
very rich, so.
Just because I've been exposed to something doesn't mean I like it.
The reasoning was this, you know, you should never assume. It is Oprah. You want to play it a positive. It would be rude to just be assume she doesn't need an introduction.
Right. Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know.
But Kid Rock, who gives a shit?
No one needs to know. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. All right, Nicole.
Okay, tricky.
Tricky? When is it okay to yawn in a person's face? A, if you are a baby. B, if you have a new baby. C, never okay to yawn. D, if the other person yawned first. This is tricky, too. This is tricky, really, too.
This, you want me to lose. Okay.
Do you want me to act
Honestly,
it out for you?
I don't remember the order that I put the questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's the baby.
And then I toss you out a window. I have a new baby.
I have a new baby.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, she's just running me ragged.
And then I toss you out the window.
And then.
But that was a yawn. It's never okay to yawn, so you wouldn't be yawning.
Oh, I guess I skipped that one because
it's okay.
It's not a yawn.
Oh, okay.
So D is if the other person.
So I did D, just the person yawning.
When is it okay to yawn in a person? See, I would yawn right in your. I'm bad. I'm a bad friend.
Well, this is
according to.
But here's the thing: can a baby do something that is? Aren't babies blameless?
No, they're so dumb.
Oh. Right.
They are.
I mean, yeah, okay. They are. They're very stupid.
Babies are slippery idiots, and I guess they don't know that it's not okay to yawn in someone's face, so I'm going to go with A.
If you're a baby, let's see if that is the correct answer.
And
it is. A, if you're a baby, don't blame the baby. The baby don't know. The baby's new to this world.
Rooting for you.
The baby's new to this world. If someone yawns in your face first, turn the other cheek. Eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, you know? That's my reasoning. All right, this is the last question of this round. Sashir, that was great. Friendships, I saw you supporting each other. That was gorgeous.
We just went backwards. Mm-hmm.
Sashir.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. We don't have a last one?
It repeated with a different answer.
We have a tech difficulty.
But now you know it. Did you see it?
Oh, no.
Did you see it?
No.
Sammy.
Me either.
Oh, we saw the answer.
I blinked.
Both your eyes closed.
Wait, is this the last? What's the last? Sammy?
Yes.
That's my tech person. Sorry. Hello, producer.
Hi.
What do we do here? What happened?
I think we lost the slide for the last question.
Oh, okay. Mm. So, but do we have the answer for the last question?
I remember the answer to the last question, yes.
Okay. Will you ask the question and give the options from over there? Is that a possibility?
Like the old times.
Just like the old times where God Mike told us what to do and we did it.
Or just make shit up. Please, absolute silence.
Let's have this lady ask a question.
Oh, I hear whispering. I think there's definitely difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to tell me what's going on. And so I'm
going to... Can we just give it to me?
Try to.
Yeah, just give it to my friend.
I think we would have to give it to Sashir if we don't have a question. Is that what we should do?
I think we have to.
Yes?
Yeah,
is that a thumbs up? Okay, all right. Since there was a technical difficulty, let's give the point to Sashir. Let's give it. Sorry about that. All right, so do we remember what the points were, Sammy?
I'm losing.
Unfortunately, because everyone... Yeah, you only lost...
I lost.
You lost one question, which isn't a huge loss. Which means going into the next challenge, you will be assigned an impediment based on your fear.
Are you gonna put her in a relationship?
Yep.
But because there was a technical difficulty, I'm gonna assign all of you an impediment based on your fear.
Now, here's the thing. Let's just look at everyone's spirits again.
You're gonna give Andy a mental illness.
Okay, no. Here's the thing.
Too late.
And you're gonna put really a quick, spider on Sashir? Were,
Nicole is yes. afraid of being in a relationship.
Honestly,
Sashir
I win.
Is afraid of being in a being afraid of spiders. And Andy getting a mental illness. On this show, we do not want to make fun of that. So we decided to give you an impediment based on your desire, which was to live in a house by the ocean.
Which is also kind of his fear.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this makes it fair, right?
Okay, sure.
This makes it fair going to the next challenge.
I already have the depression.
Andy. Well, let's go
players. The medication helps.
Let's go players impede. I don't know what's...
Hi!
Oh my gosh, it's Nicole's boyfriend.
This is great.
You know I like to come support you, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love this.
I love you.
I love you.
He is a yes! he is a Sagittarius and a big Tarantino lover. You are blessed. Wow. All right, Sashir, let's see your impediment. Oh my gosh. Wow, it is not your itsy bitsy spider. Your spidey senses were correct. You got a grown man.
I sensed it. I knew he was coming.
He's not your typical spider. He still lives with his aunt. Oh my gosh.
I truly hope.
And Andy, let's see your impediment, your desire, in the form of what is that?
No.
Oh, is it the ocean? Oh,
it's the sea come to life.
It's an interpretive dancer.
Heavens.
As who dances as the ocean, because as you know, if you live by the beach, there are many street performers. And there she is, Laura.
All right.
Who took clown school at the Lyric Hyperion. Oh my
I'm
gosh.
I'm a nervous wreck.
Oh my gosh. And this brings us to the next challenge. Are you all feeling safe? Are you all feeling okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
I feel really good.
Yes, yes.
I love you.
Although, my fear sort of smells like clams.
She ate clams before. It's great. It's gorgeous. Here we are. Oh my gosh, what a wild show.
It's our anniversary.
Today.
Now, just as a reminder, you'll have to go into the next challenge in the current state that you are in, okay? Try not to let your fears and desires distract you during it. Stakes are high on this made-up Japanese game show. All right, time for the second challenge. All right, this is a fan favorite called Being President is Hard. Being President is Hard. I need help with, oh yes. Wait, no, hold on. Oh, wow, that is a, oh, hello. This is a White House, party planner. Okay, here are the instructions. Now there's a phone at your desk. You will each take turns playing the president in the Oval Office, okay? As you know, being president is hard. We'll be testing how you juggle not only the duties of the state, but duties of family matter, okay? So with the phone on the desk, every time the phone rings, you have to pick up the phone and answer a concerned constituent who has a question for you. Don't worry, you can answer with something vaguely soothing like, ooh, I'm working on that. It doesn't matter, play for comedy. At the same time, you are planning your daughter's 16th birthday party. The White House party planner who's over there will be at your side bugging you with questions about the party the entire time. Do you have any questions thus far? It is a game of whack-a-mole. It
okay.
is a time challenge, a minute. Does that feel good?
Sure.
Okay. What else? Sorry, I have so many cue cards. Yes, to help judge this round, we got a real-life teenager who is turning 16. She will be choosing two of you to move on to the last round. Got it? According to how cool of a party you planned for her. That is your daughter. Does this make sense? Okay.
All yes.
Right. Okay. All right. We did a random draw before the show, and Sashir, you will be going up first.
Oh, dang.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Wait.
You can take your microphone with you. And you could stand at your presidential desk. You could stand at it. There's your phone.
Okay.
Oh, no!
Spider-Man will be with you the entire time. You must answer to the constituents that call in. Every time the phone rings, you have to answer. And you have to also answer to...
the party planner about your daughter's 16th birthday party, okay?
Is there is there multiple calls? I don't know.
There will be multiple calls throughout the minute, yes, but take them one at a time.
Okay.
All right. We got a minute on the clock? Okay. Okay, and go!
Hello, this is the president.
Hello, Mrs. President. When are you going to finish building the wall?
Whenever I damn well please.
Excuse me. Can you tell me where the event's going to take place?
Here in the White House. Hello? Oh,
hello, Mrs. President. A Whopper or Big Mac?
Both.
What's the entrance going to look like?
At the door of the White House. Hello?
Mrs. President, what is Brett Kavanaugh's best attribute?
His calendar.
What kind of cake is going to be served?
White cake? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. President. What kind of shampoo do you use?
I don't. I have natural oils that I massage into my scalp, and it rejuvenates the hair follicles.
Okay.
Oh,
and that is a minute. That is time.
Wow.
Give it up for Sashir. Give it up for Sashir. Oh my goodness.
That was good.
That was
very
gorgeous.
Good. Very forceful.
Wow. Thank you very much.
I would prefer you as president. Why, that was gorgeous. Okay,
Thank you very much.
And we have Andy going up next.
Oh, all right.
You just saw what happened? Oh, and here
Come
comes
on,
your
Ocean.
Impediment following you. Don't let it distract you. You want to get points, or you want to plan a really cool party. All right.
All right.
All right, a minute on the clock. And go!
Mr. President, what kind of entertainment?
Get a mariachi band.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President. Tanning bed or spray tan?
Wait, say that again?
Tanning bed or spray tan?
Neither. That's gross.
Mr. President, how many people are going to be invited to this party?
Ask my daughter. President here.
Hello, Mr. President. Why have you done all this?
My raging ego.
What's the theme going to be for the party?
The theme of the party is come as you are. President here.
Hello, Mr. President. What's the wildest thing you've ever done?
The wildest thing I've ever done is probably acid.
Mr. President, what type of cuisine is going to be served at the party?
Mariachi band, what do you think? Hello?
What would be the title of your next book?
The title of my next book would be My Next Book.
And that is time! Give it up for Andy, everybody, as president! Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right. Nicole, you saw that happen?
I did.
It is Madame
right,
President
on,
time. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
And your loving boyfriend.
Okay.
You can sit or stand, however you like
stand.
To take calls. All right. We got a minute on the clock. And ready, go!
Excuse me, Mrs. President, where is the party going to be?
Oh, in the back. Hello? This is Nicole, the president.
Who is your favorite character in the Bible, Mrs. President?
My what?
Your favorite character in the Bible, Mrs.
My
President.
My favorite character in the Bible?
Excuse me, Mrs. President, what kind of cake do you want to be
what
served?
What kind of cake? Three tiers.
Okay, three tiers.
Yellow.
Hello, Mrs. President. How long did it take you to read the Mueller report?
Ooh, I didn't.
What do you want the entrance to look like when your daughter walks out?
Ooh, a bunch of fucking flowers and glitter. Hello, it's me.
Hello, Mrs. President. Can you speak without using your hands?
No.
Excuse me, Mrs. President. What song do you want for the father-daughter dance?
Ooh, that window song by Eric Clapton. You know? Yellow is me.
Hello, Ms. President. Have you ever seen the movie Pocahontas?
Yes,
and that is
Warren.
And that is time.
Mike Trump.
Give it up for Nicole, everybody. Oh my goodness, and give it up for Parissa, who is the White House party planner. Oh my gosh. All right, to come judge this round, we have a real life teenager with us, Audrey Okamoto. Oh my gosh, fresh out of summer school. Hi, Audrey. Hi, welcome. Take the microphone over there, please. Oh my gosh.
What a confident team.
You are a confident team. She's oh my gosh.
A large backpack.
Uh-huh. It's full of secrets.
It's all in the back. Yeah. Okay, and let's remind everybody the parties that you planned for her, okay? Sammy, will you please tell me what kind of party Sashir planned for her daughter?
Sashir's daughter's party will happen at the White House.
At the White House.
Entrance to the party will be the door of the White House.
The door of the White House.
And the cake served will be white cake.
Oh, a lot of white.
That's it.
And that's it? Okay, so you've heard it so far, Audrey, okay. We're not deciding yet, but what do you think so far? It's very white.
Who wants to go to the White House?
Oh, okay, well.
You fucking ingrate. You should be lucky anyone's letting you in the White House.
we got a little tootie
here. This is where we live.
All right.
Rent free.
All right, we got some.
You ingrate.
Ooh, we got some mouthy parents and a kid. All right.
Let's hear
what kind of party Andy planned for his daughter here.
Andy's party features music from a mariachi band.
Mariachi.
Who doesn't love that?
With a theme of Come As You Are. The food is mariachi's choice.
I mean, come on.
Okay, what was the second one?
Come As You Are was the theme.
Oh, Come As You Are is the theme.
I'm a very casual president.
Right. Yeah, okay. So you heard, what do you think so far? We're not deciding yet, but... What do
mariachi
you think
band's
of,
pretty cool.
Mariachi band's yeah. pretty cool. Okay, yeah. She likes...
Knew it.
She likes culture. She likes...
Knew
right.
it.
Oh, all right, let's hear what kind of party Nicole threw. Is going to throw.
Nicole's party will be in the back.
Okay, in the back.
With a three-tiered cake.
That's it.
The entrance will be a bunch of flowers and glitter. And the song played will be the Window Song by Eric Clapton.
Which is, if you recall, it's his baby falling off the window. Tears in Heaven, yes.
The Window Song.
The Window Song. It can be uplifting depending on how you see it. Okay. All right. Audrey?
I think that's also called Oops.
It is.
Oh, I went too far.
Audrey, what do you think of that party so far? It's in the back?
Cool.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well.
You'd rather have a party in the back than the fucking White House?
All right. Well, Audrey, you're going to choose two parties to move on to the last round. What do you think? And you can give reasoning or you can keep it short like you have been. You tell us what, and it's your call because you are the future.
I don't want to go to the White House.
Oh, okay. She don't want to go to the White House. So
does that mean I'm done?
That means,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Wow.
That means
wow.
Sashir, unfortunately,
damn.
You will not be moving on to the next round according to the future. And wow. Okay, but before you
I can't
go.
I can't believe it.
But before you go, Sashir. Before you go, Sashir, you do get what you love.
Oh.
As a goodbye, but in the form of how will Sashir be getting her chips?
I hope I just get some chips.
Your chips that you love so much will be presented to you by a spider. Man.
Oh my gosh, he's back. He's back. Oh, it's Lays. It's Lays.
Spidey, will you turn around? Look, he didn't have Aunt May zip him up.
What happened, Spidey? Oh my gosh, his back is open and he will escort you to the back.
Okay. I think you should still be in this. My
no,
answer.
Yeah, I have to go.
Oh wait, are you? Oh, you can stay if you want. We can.
I just
want
to hang out.
Okay, let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Yeah, come on. Crack open those chips.
Yeah.
Open them chips. It's a party.
All right, have fun, guys.
All right. We've come to
loser.
Look. I didn't make the rules of the game.
Can I see you in the Winnebago later? You're going to come to the Winnebago later?
Yeah.
Wait, is he coming to my birthday?
Yeah, because you'll eat my pussy.
Thanks, Spidey's with me. And goodbye, tour. Let's go,
goodbye,
players.
Goodbye, Ocean.
Clayton Ferris, Chase, Chelsea. Enjoy Freed. All right, this is now, and thank you, Audrey. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you so much. We understand. I understand you don't want to go to the White House. I don't either.
I bet she's got a bong in that backpack.
You're correct. Time for the third challenge. Time for the challenge. Okay, now this is a performance challenge called Put Yourself to Screen. There are many hit Hollywood movies that have been made that I would have loved to watch you in. In this challenge, I will be showing you scenes from iconic movies, and in a minute, you'll have to come up with a new character that you would be playing and what your character was up to during that scene. Paint a picture worth seeing. For this challenge, the character you create and the things that that your character goes through will be judged by Alonzo Duralde. Is Alonzo still back there? I'm so sorry you've been hiding back there for so long. Give it up for Alonzo Duralde. He's a senior film critic for The Wrap and is co-host of Linoleum Knife, the podcast. Hi, Alonzo. Let's get your microphone. It's all the way across the stage. God damn it, this whole stage. All right, here we go. We're going to get you this microphone.
Just sit on the stool over there, the president's stool.
Oh, yes.
Or be the president.
You can be the president. You
are... I don't want to think about the president's stool.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, play on words. I love it.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Sashir, you know what? Why don't you choose who gets to go first in this challenge? Nicole or Andy?
Andy.
All right.
All right.
All right, Andy. For you, we have chosen the sinking scene from the movie Titanic.
Okay.
Just to remind you of what happens, here's the scene. Okay, so, it's chaos. It's chaos. Jack and Rose are trying to get to the top. Oh, people are jumping off the ship. It's real. Oh, boom. Boom, bang. They see them. They want to get to the top. The ship is diagonal. It's leaning. There is a preacher praying.
Right. That looks like Tim Heidecker.
People are hanging on to things because they do not want to fall off.
Sure. You got to get higher because the rest is going in the water.
That's right. And let's stop it there. All right. Really quick, Alonzo, what do you look for in a good scene?
Recognizable human behavior, that's always a plus. Uh-huh. Like, make me feel a thing, maybe.
Okay.
And, I don't know, don't fuck it up.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, so Andy, what's your character's name during this scene?
Reginald.
Reginald.
Yes.
Reginald, and what is he doing during all of this?
Well, he's trying to get his ass off the ship. But he was a waiter in, like, the fanciest of the dining rooms.
Fancy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's, like, in a tuxedo and stuff.
He's in a tuxedo. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and right, and I think he's coming up. What are their names? Jack and what?
Jack and Rose.
Jack and Rose. I think he's probably hot on the heels of Jack and Rose to try and get to that rail, too, because Reginald is a survivor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That was, and he's a survivor. Does he have a catchphrase? Of some sort.
It's just yes, sir.
Just yes, sir. He's the top of the fancy waiters.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
That is all.
Yeah, yeah. He just agrees with the rich people.
Oh my gosh.
Like Billy Zane was a dick to him on the whole trip.
Right. Okay, that was a minute. That was a minute. Okay.
I thought I just lost.
I forgot to call out.
I flashed red. I got so angry.
Okay, you heard about Reginald. Do you have any follow-up questions really quick before we move on to the next scene?
Where does Reginald stand on, like, fork placement? Does he, does he just kind of, like, does somebody else, is that, like, under Reginald kind of thing?
Oh, no, Reginald, he knows, there are seven forks.
Yes.
And he knows every single one. I mean, there's a different fork for trout and a different fork for salmon, and Reginald fucking knows the difference.
Is he carrying any of those with him as he makes his way through the crowd?
His pockets are full of silver.
Just smart. I like
that. Yeah. I mean, he can't live on tips. Especially when he's out of a job. You know?
Especially not from fucking Billy Zane.
Right, exactly.
Gorgeous. Okay. All right. Okay. We heard what we heard. We're not choosing yet. Nicole. Let's go with your scene. Okay. Nicole, okay. For you, we have chosen the scene from Meet Joe Black.
Okay.
Let's just watch it. And we'll figure out what your character is doing. And you tell us what your character is doing and where they are doing this. Okay.
Obia. No, Mama. Obia, man. I'm going to die.
Mama, stop it. It's just a man.
What, Sophia?
Bad spirit. She just off fever. She don't mean nothing. Please help us.
Of course.
No, be a sister. No devil, no dopey. Everything going to be iry.
Okay, we can stop it there. Let's stop it there.
I've never seen this movie.
That is Brad Pitt. Speaking Jamaican patois, yes. a lot of questions.
Okay.
I mean, let's continue playing a little bit more.
Wow.
Okay.
That woman's expression, that is all of us.
And what you is then? I from that next place.
Pin.
Bad. I don't have nothing to do with these things, you know. Make it go away. Doctor lady, make it die. Not this being.
That's our reaction, all of ours. No, not now. Not
make
you.
Make it go away. I can't, sister.
You can, mister. Take me to that next place.
It's not your time, no.
Okay, we'll stop again.
Okay.
We'll stop again. Okay, Nicole, what is your character's name, and what is she doing during this?
And I have to be a character in the movie.
You're a character?
I can't be the dialect coach.
You can be
I'll be in the movie.
That can
okay.
be a character in the movie.
I'm so glad I didn't get
so
this one.
Okay.
I am a janitor.
In the hospital?
I'm a janitor in the hospital.
Okay, you're a janitor in the hospital.
Yes.
What is her name?
Her name is Clara.
Clara the...
Clara okay. Huxtable. Okay. And...
Okay. Clara Huxtable.
Her twin sister's name is Claire. And, she works in the hospital. She's usually mopping up blood. Sometimes sweeping dirt.
Yeah.
General janitor shit.
General janitor. Yes. Well, let's say she was yes. sweeping when she came across Brad Pitt saying that.
Yes.
What happens?
So she files a hate crime report. Because like this hospital has been good to her for years
right.
until this Tuesday, where she sees Brad Pitt doing a terrible Jimmy.
And that is time. Okay, Clara Huxtable. Alonzo, do you have any follow-up questions for Clara Huxtable's character and what Nicole just painted for us as a scene?
Look, it's 2019 and I'm a white guy, so I'm here to listen.
All right, okay, yeah.
I think my only question would be, how many reggae-themed parties did his fraternity throw that year?
Clara doesn't know.
No, she would not.
But
and was
she
Clara
assumes
invited?
Too many. One too many.
I like that he said Irie twice, because
yes.
they're like, you can say that word.
Yeah. I bet you the dialect coach was white, and she was just like, let me get a book. And then we'll listen to Afro Man.
I know, and there were two black people right there. They could have just asked them.
Well, that was below their pay grade.
Yeah,
they were like, don't you dare. Don't you dare, you under fives. Don't you dare.
You're on your own, Brad Pitt.
So the reason, if you want to know, the reason why he's speaking patois is because he's deaf.
he's the character of Brad Pitt is death, but you wouldn't know because they it looks like Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. But this whole thing
with
is
with the Jennifer Aniston hair.
With the Jennifer Aniston hair, yeah. So like, yeah, as a regular hospital goer, that you wouldn't know what his role is. I would be like, that is a hate crime. Yes, I agree. Yes, okay. Well, you've heard it, Alonzo. You want to break down like, you know, what parts of each scene that you liked and the
How
winner.
How can he choose a winner?
Based on the three things you named earlier, right?
Right. Well,
don't fuck it up.
I'm a big fan
of
all three of you, so none of this should be taken personally.
It will be.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, it's gonna
absolutely.
I have this, therapy on Friday.
It's going to be a chilly fucking green room.
I felt like Clara and Reginald were very in the moment. They really seemed like they were, you know, surrounded by the things that were going on and responding accordingly. So, you know, I think kudos.
You mean like running from a sinking
running
ship?
Running from a thing or, you know, being horrified by Brad Pitt. Both very valid choices, I think. You know, ultimately, I think I got to give this one to Nicole because not only is the patois a hate crime, so are the chunky highlights.
Wow, and you heard it first. And wow, and we have a crown winner for Let's Go, Let's Go, a woke Japanese game show. Nicole Byer has won. Keep it going for Alonzo Duralde, Sashir Zamana, Andy Richter, our Let's Go players. Forever Dog, Dynasty Typewriter, Sammy Junio, Sam Barilla, Ryan Harper Gray, Ivan Otsko Kotska, and that's been our show. Thank you so much. Y'all have been amazing. Bye. Woo!
Let's Go Otsko, a woke Japanese game show.